Chapter 2. The Old Presidential Playbook. If everybody that voted in 2008 shows up in 2010, we will win this election. We will win this election. Barack Obama. Remember Jeb? Jeb Bush was the odds-on favorite in the GOP. The next in line for the party's run at the presidency, until he was walloped before the first vote was even cast in Iowa. The staggering blow that crushed his and the Republican establishment's hopes of a Bush dynasty was a two-word label applied by Donald Trump: low energy. The label stuck. And despite one of the greatest war chests a candidate has ever accumulated, some $126 million in super PAC donations, Jeb could never even get a whiff of double digits in the polls. This was perhaps the first sign, and a neon one at that, that the game had changed. How did Donald Trump, a newcomer to the game of politics, so easily dispatch this battle-hardened former governor with two ex-presidents in his immediate family? Easy. Jeb was playing the wrong game. Influencer in chief. Being a great president requires myriad skills, as we're well aware. Being a great presidential candidate, however, principally, requires but one: the ability to influence voters to elect you. It is not enough to merely be a competent speaker, nor to be proficient at spewing canned lines. On this stage, it isn't enough to sound smart. One must speak in such a way that people don't just hear, but they respond. Case in point, contrast the way that Hillary has supporters, but Barack Obama has fans. She secures donations and endorsements. He captures hearts and minds. I want to just add here, emphasis on this point. Think about the old game. Jeb Bush, political dynasty. A highly successful career in politics. Tons of money behind him. It meant nothing. Literally nothing. He couldn't even get started. Why? Because Donald labeled him low energy. See, that's the small point, isn't it? What's the big point? That this game isn't about how much money he showed up with. It's just like in the world of physical attraction. We think a man with money and good looks is going to be attractive to women. But people who deeply understand attraction recognize that it goes far deeper to who this person shows up as. And who did Jeb show up as? The man who lost. And lost quickly and definitively. Because it was written all over his face, it was carried in everything he did in his campaign, that he wasn't there to stand there and win. And what does all this mean? We're going to keep going deeper into it. But at the least, what it means is you can't just show up with all those things that you used to have, like the right last name and a lot of money behind you. Like meeting that woman over there, you must show up as a highly attractive candidate. Obama exposed the game. Barack Obama proved that you can come from nowhere and make it all the way to the Oval Office. He is proof that you don't need political pedigree, strong connections, or even much experience to win. Case in point, here is AOC. Where did she come from? How did she establish herself so prominently? Instead, you need a masterful strategy and skilled execution. A friend who's a political strategist spent 6 months deconstructing Obama's 2008 winning campaign. And while I'm not at liberty to divulge details, that winning formula involved the strategic targeting of individual votes and choosing, in minute detail, the specific words he would use to influence voters district by district.